Andre Corriveau, the territory's acting chief public health officer, still remembers when he got the flu back in 1982. "I was sick for a good 10 days and I promised myself that I would never get it again," he said. From that point, Corriveau said he's been getting the flu shot every year. On November 5th, he kept his streak going, as he got both his flu and COVID vaccine at the Center Square Mall. While it's possible he could still get sick, he fared better more recently. "Last time I was sick, well, I did my first episode of COVID about 6 months ago," said Corriveau, noting that it was a mild experience. "I've been getting the regular COVID boosters since the beginning, so it was just a 2-3 day thing." Corriveau said that last year saw a lower turnout than expected for vaccinations in Yellowknife. But for high-risk groups, such as seniors, the participation rates have always been strong, he said. "Above 50% of people who are in the high-risk groups, and the other population, it's probably closer to 20-25%, said Corriveau. "There hasn't been a high number of flu cases so far this year," he noted, "but that could change with holidays soon approaching." Typically in the Northwest Territories, and across Canada, outbreaks begin after the Christmas party season, he said, noting the mix of travel and large gatherings. January is a high peak month. Another spike typically occurs after March break too, he added. Walk-ins at the Center Square Mall began on Friday, November 5th, and will continue until November 16th. They're open Tuesday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.